From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Paul Butler, and this week we're going to be looking at two bands from Fort Wayne, Indiana, Monarch and Overlook. Stay tuned. This episode contains some strong language that has been censored. Listener discretion is advised. That was Lost in the Snow from Monarch's self-titled EP.
Thank you.
Monarch is an alternative rock band based in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Their sound includes that of softer, lyric-driven songs with powerful harmonies. Monarch is one of the many bands signed under Overlook's record label, Label Records. Monarch can be found on Instagram, @monarch_band_official. Stay tuned to hear songs from Monarch's self-titled EP. You've just listened to Ruby on Monarch's self-titled EP on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Monarch on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Stay tuned to hear an exclusive interview with the band members of Overlook from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and their new album, Some Way, Somehow, on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio, after the break. This segment contains some strong language that has been censored. Listener discretion is advised. Overlook is a blues-based rock band with modern production influences based in Nashville, Tennessee, with roots in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The members include guitar vocalist Carson Bull, drummer Colin Christensen, piano guitarist Jimmy Haynes, and bassist Sam Belevance. Their sound includes that of 70s blues and modern rock, with inspirations from bands such as Pink Floyd, Radiohead, The Beatles, and Black Keys. Their website can be found at www.overlookmusic.com/home. And their Facebook page can be found at www.facebook.com/overlookfortwayne/. Overlook's most recent album, Some Way Somehow, is available on all streaming platforms. As we can see, we are joined by Carson, Jimmy, Colin, and Sam, but these are the members of the band Overlook from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And how about each of you guys introduce yourself and say what your role is in the bands?
I'll go ahead. I'm Carson Bull. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Colin Christensen. I play drums.
What's up? My name's Sam Belevance, and I play bass, do some background vocals, and do graphic design for the band.
And I'm Jim, or Jimmy Haynes, and I do keyboards, rhythm guitar, and lead vocals for the band.
Awesome. Very cool. So you guys are all originally from Fort Wayne?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Did you go to like high school together or just like kind of meet up? And how did kind of Overlook become what it is today?
Well, me and Sam went to high school together. I kind of met Sam in Spanish class, but I met Colin and Carson more so through Sweetwater's thing, their little like rock camp program.
Oh, awesome. So,
we all kind of knew of each other in a vague way, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I played with Colin in a different band, like I guess multiple different bands before we started Overlook, but we all kind of knew each other in some
capacity.
Yeah.
Path instead, oh, give me some shelter under the-
You just listen to Mountain from Overlook Someway Somehow record. It's like, what's your guys' like favorite songs, or what was your favorite thing to like, your favorite song to create together for that album?
Over There might not be my favorite song on the record, but it probably was my favorite song to make, because the entire album was recorded in Berry Street Records, but we recorded Over There during quarantine when we were all together. And it was a song I had written at the time when I was a student at Belmont. And I'd been kind of sitting on for a while and kept showing the guys. And it was in this really weird tuning, which it was like open D, but like not open D. It was like this weird hybrid between standard and open D tuning. And it was just something that I kept like messing around with. And then we recorded it all throughout Sam's house. And it was just a really fun quarantine like side project. But there's a lot of songs that kind of have different meanings to me on that, for that record, for different reasons.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm with Carson. I think that the coolest one to create was definitely Over There, because we built the studio in Sam's basement in March.
That's awesome.
When we all got sent back, like when everyone was getting sent home and obviously everything was unfolding, we were kind of like, hey, let's just camp out at Sam's house, put all our gear here. We did. We honestly built a studio in his basement and just for a few weeks kind of camped out there and did the tracking for it. It was a really cool time.
Because I also loved Over There, but one of my favorite songs recording at Scott's place was just recording a pastoral song, because for me at least, I usually know what I want like the musical elements of a song to be, but I had the clearest vision of the sonic sound of that song. So like being able to put my bass through like three different amps was amazing, and we got like Carson and Jim's guitars through like some Marshall stacks essentially. Like building that song sonically was a lot.
Jim recorded vocals for Pastoral Song barefoot in Berry Street Records.
carrying
the microphone, just walking around the tracking room.
One of our engineers was just like taunting me the entire tracking session, trying to get the anger out of me. I'd say that I had like a similar moment to Sam, but with the third track, right? Blizzard's the third track, right?
Second track.
Okay, second so the track. Second song. Sorry.
Come on, Jim.
The second song, Blizzard, the chorus section of that song, I literally had like a very clear sound of that in my head for like almost a year or two straight. And I'd just been holding it for a while. And then, like, I remember when Scott was mixing it, he was putting all of like he was getting it all dialed in and everything was sound good. And it was just like, it's the first time where I'm like, wow, like exactly what I heard in my head is coming out of the speakers, like to a T, you know what I mean?
I feel so like cool. That's how it was for The Way She Moves.
Yeah, that's another track that's like very similar.
I remember writing The Way She Moves and like instantly had this like sound of sonically what it was in my head. Like I wanted it to sound like my favorite tracks off AM. And I'm like, I know exactly how this needs to sound. And then we started tracking it. We're doing the overdubs and the vocals, especially when Scott was mixing it and adding all the effects. Like, it's not my favorite song lyrically that I wrote on that record, but like sonically and musically, it probably is it for me.
you just listened to Show Me the Way on Overlook's latest record, Some Way, Somehow.
Yeah.
So, like, did Label Records kind of come about before Some Way, Somehow's release?
Oh, yeah. It's been a thing since our first EP. It didn't become, like, a serious thing until our first record, End of Summer.
Gotcha.
And then we kind of got that, like, formed and stuff, but... Okay. That's when we got a logo and got an idea of like what the company was and like what were our roles and stuff right now. And it's kind of progressed more. And the nice thing, like a lot of people, you could see it as a negative, us being spread out in so many areas. It's actually been really nice because networking wise, like we have Sam kind of like a representative for us out in LA, meeting people with Sam out in Boston, Colin back in Fort Wayne, and then I'm down here, but most of the time Colin's coming down to Nashville to hang out anyway. Yeah. So
yeah, that definitely seems like it's really nice to be able to have those connections with different people across like the nation, really. I mean, it's nice of course to be all together in like Fort Wayne or something, but you know, when you're all spread out, then yeah, you have that networking opportunity and you can kind of grow your, you know, your record label Label Records. But
yeah,
I think that's so ironic. Yeah. But I love it. It's awesome.
Exactly. It's catchy.
It is.
It's catchy, right?
You'll never forget it. So like, how did kind of your guys' sound come about? Was it just like what your upbringings were with music and you kind of just like jammed and found something that worked?
Yeah, it's funny how that stuff kind of turns out because all of us are very different in the music we listen to, which is, I think, is a great thing. For me, I got my like exposure to music through like early blues records and folk records and kind of classic rock kind of all mixed together.
My music taste has like changed so much, you know, as everyone does. But I really, when I like super like first got into music, I started out in like the indie pop scene kind of with bands like Star Effer and Of Montreal. And moved on to like jazz has been like a huge thing. And all right, sum it up, I started out with like indie pop and a lot of jazz, and now I've been getting super into world music and like Cuban and African music. Awesome. So I go all over the place.
Sweet.
I'm kind of the same as Carson. I got brought up on a lot of classic rock stuff, and then as it's progressed though, I've kind of lately gotten more into like the psych pop and the kind of like Perth scene that Tame Impala and all those bands are a part of. I'm super into that lately. Mm-hmm. And I like bringing that kind of sound into the stuff that we're like currently working on, the post Some Way Somehow stuff. And that kind of more electronic music stuff is kind of only exists because of Jim. I think Jim kind of put me on to like the fact that not all music has to be made with real instruments. And that wasn't a way that I thought about things before I met him like 4 or 5 years ago.
Absolutely.
So. yeah.
The amount of hip-hop records Jim turned me on to.
The whole genre. Jim was like, look at this, please.
Well, I was just like Colin and Carson and Sam too, but I just started in the rock, like basically what my dad was playing when I was around growing up. So basically, like, I started with just the CDs and records that my dad had. But then once I got older in high school, I got obviously like much more into hip hop because like I kind of look at hip hop like it has the relevance and the appeal that rock had kind of in its heyday. Hip hop kind of has that now. So it's kind of interesting to see that take place with another genre. But that doesn't even really have to do. I mean, the music's just good. But like, ever since I ran into college, like I used to like hate jazz. Like I used to despise jazz. I just thought it was like, oh, I can like play faster than you. Like that's all I thought the genre was. But now it's like it has such a deep beauty to it, and I appreciate jazz so much more since I've been at college.
It definitely comes in waves though, and I feel like a lot of like what music we listen to is affected by each other.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bands I don't think I would listen to if I hadn't heard about them from one of them. And it goes through phases. Like I'm like folk music and like Bob Dylan is one of the main reasons I got into writing songs. And I go through phases of like, I'll go a while without listening to it. And then it's always kind of seems to be the theme that when I need to hear it, I go back to listening to it. So it's funny how that stuff works.
Of mine.
Just listen to Over There from Overlook Some Way Somehow record.
So we released a short film called Sinking Nowhere. So the origin behind this short film was, it was one day I had been at work all day, and for some reason the idea was kind of like just kept bouncing around in my head. Had a bunch of coffee after I got back from work, FaceTimed Derek, and me and Derek Cockemeyer must have talked about like just ideas for this weird short film that combines all the songs on the album within like 15 minutes. And we probably spent all night, like 5 hours, writing up a rough script. And then we kind of spent a whole like 2 weeks probably refining it until we had an idea of it. And then the hard thing was, we knew we were going to only have 48 hours to shoot it. So we're like, how do we shoot probably at least like a couple hours worth of footage for a 15-minute short film in 2 days. So we just had to plan the crap out of it. Like, we had all the songs synced up, like cues in my ears, because we had to act along. I had to act along to the music and make sure everything was synced up. So we had it very planned out. We had a very like set schedule when Derek got down here. And it was hard because it was right when daylight saving happened. So it was getting dark at like 4 o'clock. So there was a lot of like 5 a.m. wake up calls to get ready so we could shoot the entire thing. But I'm really happy with how that turned out. Like, Derek is extremely talented, and I know it sounded overwhelming when I gave him, like when I came to him with the idea for it, and it's everything that I envisioned in my head and more. And like, yeah. So if you want to watch it, Sinking Nowhere is out now on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. So just search that and you can watch it if you want.
Awesome. Yeah. I watched that. I think it was a couple of days ago, and I really liked how you guys had the different songs in there. I thought that was very, very innovative, and yeah, it was very, very cool with all the edits that Derek
It's very
made.
Much inspired by, if you ever get the chance to watch it, there's a video called The Ballad of Cleopatra that the Lumineers released back in like 2016. And they kind of did something similar to that. And I remember watching that and being like, oh, this is cool. But I wanted to kind of just take it to a weird extreme. And Derek was down for that because he had seen it before.
Trying to make it last.
You're listening to Overlook Some Way Somehow on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Well, if you want to find us on Instagram, it's at @Overlook_official. On Facebook, we're Overlook Band. On YouTube, we're Overlook Official. Our website is www.overlookmusic.com. Go check them out.
Awesome. Thank you guys so very much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, this is so cool. We yeah, really appreciate
thank you so
it.
Much. It's nice to meet you.
Major support for The Scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Kyler Altenhoff, Chris Golab, Jacob Holtzman, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. Gabe Hua is the artist booking and communications coordinator. Sean Ashcraft is Indiana Public Radio's production and operations manager, as well as the employee supervisor. Dan Porter is the immersive learning professor, and Adam Financier is the scene liaison from Cardinal Music Group. This episode was produced by me, your host, Paul Butler. Special thanks to Overlook's record label, Label Records, for producing the material that we have presented on this week's episode. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on The Scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's at indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. And find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @thescene_on_IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for being with us. And join us again next time here on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
the door. I think you ought to know this love still left. The letter that you wrote, I read it all alone to pass the time. But something's gotta